Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed it is.
This has been the longest week in a while, and I don't know why.
Could not possibly agree more.
I feel like my rhythm is off, and I hate to blame it on the Chiefs playing at noon.
That's a bad thing. Yeah, if the Chiefs playing at noon throws you off.
It does, though.
Instead of 7 p.m.
I'm used to them playing at night.
No.
I don't know. Something about it. I don't know if anyone else is feeling. You're feeling the same
way,
though,
right? I said this morning, I feel like everybody on my drive-in was slower than usual. I've also had a couple of kind of later nights the last couple of nights, which for me is like being active until 7, because that's a solid 15-hour
like
day.
A crazy person.
But like by 7:30, I got home last night and just hanging out with Eclair going, I think we're done. I think this is where I think we've had it for the day. So, yeah. And it's also, this is leaf pickup week in my neighborhood. And so I randomly.
That's keeping you up?
Well, because it consumed a lot of like random 15 minutes here and there trying to get as many leaves backed up as I can. And so that's.
I don't know.
I feel like it. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
I thought you were going to say like have a kid who's 16.
Have a child. That would also come in handy. But even I'm like, I don't care. Like, I just don't. I know, like, my neighbors, they do it. Mm-hmm. And we're the one yard that actually has, you know, foliage in the yard. I don't have any trees. So I also, we have one tree in the back that has, like, acorns on it. It has a little bit of leaves. But most of the leaves are from my neighbors. And I'm just kind of like, screw it. I'm not picking up your leaves.
Are you going to let them come in your yard and pick their leaves up?
I just don't care. Like, am I supposed to care? Is that a thing? Whoa. Do I have to?
Here comes the text line. And now just wait for this. Because people, for some reason, have very strong opinions about this. Okay. About leaf pickup. And nobody told me when I bought a house, you know, like, oh, buy a house. It's going to be so great. It's going to be so amazing. Nobody told me about this as being a project. And, you know, my neighbors do a pretty good job. Well, except for that one neighbor. Most of the neighbors do a really good job of, like, keeping up on things. Especially the guy behind me. He's out there every hour. He's out there all the time.
Yeah. Is he retired?
No, he's not. He works full time. And so does his wife. And he's still out there all the time. And so you feel like if you have good neighbors, you need to keep up on it. And last year I didn't. And then April really stunk because you got to do it in April then when they do the leaf pickup again. You also, if you live in Kansas City, there's a place where you can drop them off. And that's kind of my fallback. I'm like, oh, I don't need to have it done by the time they come and pick them up from my house. There's this site out absolutely in the middle of nowhere where you can just go. And if you have paper bags, you can just bring them there.
Yeah.
I just tell myself I'll just do that.
I just have the 16-year-old go over them with the lawnmower because that's just mulch.
I can do that also.
Yeah. My soil thanks me. And everything is fine. I don't need to waste a bunch of time. When we lived in Boston, we lived next to the woods. Like literally, the leaves would blow in onto the lawn, and that's all I would do is I would mow it, and then later on would have Henry mow over it, and that was fine. Our grass was great the next year. I don't really understand the point. I'm not trying to shame people if that's your kink. If your kink is having the most manicured, well-trimmed hedges and the most perfect, not a blade of grass is spreading from the grass to the sidewalk, like just putting its disgusting little tendrils across. And you go through with an edger? Yeah, with an edger. And that's your thing. Oh, that's so hot. That's fine. That's good for you. That's your thing. That's your hobby. That's your kink. I'm cool with that.
For some people, it's very calming for them. For some people, it's very zen. When I bought my house, my real estate agent, who was delightful, said, oh, you're going to love to do, it's so, pulling weeds is so, it's just so calming. It's, you're going to love going out on Saturday and Sunday mornings with your coffee and pulling weeds. That's going to be so zen-like for you. And nothing could be farther from the truth.
I want this person's name and address, because I would like to slap them upside the head.
Nothing could be, I'm okay if my yard dies. Like, people are telling me, well, leaves are good for your yard. It's going to keep your yard in better shape. I'm like, I don't care. I would love for the yard to be gone.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't.
Yeah, I envy people who live in Phoenix.
Yes.
Like, where their just yard rock. Is a bunch of rocks.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fine.
But if I have to have this yard, and it's a big yard, then I don't want it to look messy. Nah. There's also like in a time efficiency thing. Where there's only so much time I'm going to put into this.
Yep.
And then I'm done.
Yeah. I don't get me wrong. I don't let the yard look disgusting. It's not like littered with weeds and stuff like that. Yeah. I have a semblance of shame, but I don't, my neighbor who's a retired man puts a lot of effort in it. He's basically Hank Hill out there. He's just constantly doing stuff with his yard and it looks great. It looks amazing. I go, if it's not weeds everywhere, if the grass isn't too high, we mulch the leaves once a year, that's good enough. And as far as the backyard is concerned, nobody's seeing that anytime soon. So we just need to mow that occasionally, make sure that it's not, you know, got snakes and raccoons living in it.
Okay, that's so good enough. I worry about that. You know, I worry about the snakes because my neighbor has.
That's why we cut the grass.
The big jungle in the back. Yeah. And so I feel like mine has to be cleaner because heaven only knows what's coming out of that little disaster back there.
But again, it's like somebody, to me, when people are like, oh, you need to take better care of your grass. You need to do more landscaping. You need look at how untidy your yard is. That to me is like going, hey, you know, if you're not doing needlepoint, then you're not living. That's your hobby. That's your kink. That's totally fine. Not everybody has to enjoy it. Not everybody has to do it, by the way. But, so long as I'm within the HOA guidelines, it's fine.
Oh, so we don't have an HOA. But I feel like the minimum is you got to mow your grass.
Yeah.
You got to keep up on mowing your grass.
Oh, 100%.
That's the bare minimum.
I'm fine with that because if you don't mow your grass, then you get a bunch of snakes and things living in it. I mean,
it doesn't take that long. Or if you want to hire it out, it's not that expensive.
And I always like examining like weird, like why do we mow grass? Does anybody else think that that's just a weird thing that we have a compulsion towards that doesn't make a lot of sense?
Would you rather have a field in the front yard?
The reason we do it is, and they've actually studied this, the caveman brain type stuff, is it scares us. High grass threatens us because there's things living in it.
Oh, that's valid.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
So that's why we do it, even though you don't think that that's the reason why you want your grass cut. Mm-hmm. You do it because your brain goes, when I see high grass, something about that frightens me. And it's because you probably had an ancestor who got killed by some kind of tiger or snake or something living in that grass. So we were just conditioned not to do it.
I'm tired. I'm with you. I can hear it like in my voice. I feel like it'll be fine.
Perfectly manicured lawns are lame.
I'll take
the other end of this.
Right. Thank you.
I'll take the hate from the text line.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of those people that has to go out and put nitrogen on their grass every year, it's because you've killed all the clovers that put nitrogen back into the soil. So it's on you.
I have a really massive, my neighborhood's really old. Like, you don't have the big old trees yet because your neighbor hasn't been there. But my house was built 75 years ago. I have a massive maple tree in the backyard with big maple leaves all over the backyard. And the tree is like in the middle, so the leaves go all over. And I did a really good job with about half the yard raking it, and then I gave up.
From the text line, getting the leaves up is mostly so they don't block the drains on the street.
No.
I don't think.
That's not.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I don't even know where the drains are on that street.
I do. Our drains come out at street level. I know exactly where my drain is because the big hole for the drain is in my backyard. And then it goes alongside my house and comes out at street level. And leaves are not going to. I guess I kind of see what they're saying. But there are some communities that just have you rake your leaves to the street. And they just have that vacuum that comes around and just picks them up.
My neighbor throws them in the back of his pickup truck and flies down I-70.
Just with the bag open, just letting him.
He puts it in the bed. And then he told me, I saw him. Saw him loading them into the back of his F-150. And I was like, I didn't even say anything. I must have just made a facial expression because God forbid I actually talked to my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And then he explained to me his process of loading them into, he has a big like bucket, like a big like indoor trash can. He loads them in there. He throws them in the back of his pickup truck. And then he flies down I-70 to get all of the leaves out of the back of his truck, which is illegal, by the way. But, you know, who cares?
You know what I'm telling you right now? I've noticed a change in the text line over the last few months.
Oh, really?
Having been here. Used to be, I don't know if it's we're cultivating a new group of more forward-thinking people. Or what used to be, I would open the text line and there'd be people like, you just don't want to do it because you're a lazy scumbag, Overland Park, cake-eating piece of crap. All of the text, aside from one, but all of the text are like, yeah, no, I don't like mowing the lawn. I don't like picking up leaves. Here, the concept of an American manicured lawn is a scam. It's super expensive to get, more expensive to maintain, and you waste so much time on it. Just get some green ground cover and call it good. By green ground, do they mean AstroTurf?
I don't mind mowing the grass. I don't love it, but I don't mind it. It takes me an hour and 15 minutes. I mind more that I have to use a second battery for my lawnmower to be able to do it. I don't mind that. I put something in my ear, it'll be fine. It's the other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like pulling weeds. I don't like when I've gotten landscaping estimates before because this house desperately needs landscaping on at least two sides. Number one, landscaping is ridiculously expensive. It's crazy. I should learn how to do it because wow, do they make money? I don't want to come up with a plan. I don't want to have to edit it. I don't want to have to take care of it.
Though a lot of people are taking umbrage with Quentin saying that it's not legal in Lee's Summit to drive down the road.
I said it wasn't illegal and it wasn't me. I don't own a truck.
I don't think they were accusing you of it. I think they're just saying it's not legal.
I know.
Toby Tobin from the text line.
Oh boy.
It's not Toby Tobin, but Toby Tobin says he never rakes his leaves. He always mulches them into the ground. Yeah, that's all. That's it. Don't mess with them. Don't do anything. Just sit in your house and let the world heal itself. That's the way I look at it.
Biodiversity is a good thing.
Yeah. We're taking up too much space. You know, I think the animals, they need to stop seeing us as a threat and seeing us as a friend.
You don't see any bees anymore? It's because y'all are pulling up your dandelions.
Somebody on the text line said they were so happy when their neighbor died because he used to take too good a care of his lawn. And then when he died, nobody did. And they were like, hey, we have dandelions around here now. This is awesome.
Snakes.
Nah.
And spiders and
bears,
raccoons and foxes and everything possums. Else that hides.
Yeah. You know what? I live in South Overland Park, everybody is Hank Hill. Everybody takes perfect care of their lawns. I still see coyotes and foxes and possums and raccoons all over the place.
Oh, my.
Indeed. I don't know if it would be worse if maybe people let their stuff go, but I still see wild feral animals all over the place.
Well, the problem is they don't live there. They're coming in from somewhere else.
Mm.
They're coming in from wherever people are not taking care of their... It's worse in other places. It's
gentrification, but you know, with marsupials.
Yeah.
All right, coming up. Kansas City, speaking of making things look better, is considering a proactive pothole repair program. Where are they going to get the money for this?
I have no idea.
That's the first thing that popped into my head.
No clue.
Is we're going to be
the
proactive.
Money tree we're going to grow in the backyard.
Because if there's one thing that has been consistent in all my time living here, it's we have way too many potholes and we don't do anything about them. Well, Kansas City's not... We're not going to wait for the potholes to appear. We're going to be proactive about this, and we're going to do something about it. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So I thought Kansas City already did this. I thought they already had a system in place by which they would know about potholes in the city. Mm. What they actually do is they wait until you notice it and you complain to them about it, which I don't think a lot of people are going to do. I think a lot of people assume like they have city crews that are out driving the city. You're going to notice where they are.
Yeah.
And you don't need to wait for me to call 311 to tell you about it.
It's a little weird to expect us to
very backwards.
Be like, if a cop, because they're on the roads too.
Exactly. If, and they live here. They have, a lot of them have to.
You're at Quick Trip and somebody comes in and robs a place and a cop's there.
Yeah.
Do you have to call 911?
Yes. Right. So now keep in mind, we have still this $100 million budget deficit, this 10%. Hole that we're not yet hearing how they're going to fill. But Kansas City City Council meets tomorrow and they are expect to vote on a resolution that would basically tell our new city manager, you have 60 days to research what other cities do about this and how to be more proactive about it locally. Councilman Crispin Rea is behind this. He said crews currently respond to pothole complaints, but the problems are often too big by the time the reports come in. He said the city's working very hard, this out of Channel 5, to resurface more streets in a way that we will be less likely to see potholes for the long term. And we have a lot of streets that we won't be able to surface. They use a tracker to monitor pothole reports. Again, these are reports that we give them. Yeah. But he said the system is slow and vehicle damage occurs before officials learn about problems. What he is not saying in this that I would love to know more about is how, again, a money thing. At a certain point, if your car is damaged by a pothole, you file a claim with the city and the city has liability. The city has to pay for the repairs. I don't know at what point that is. I don't know. It's not everybody, but it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like a flat tire won't do it. But if there's damage to your axle or something like that, the city will have to do it. I assume the bigger the pothole is, the more likely it is that there's going to be damage to your car.
Yeah, I guess so.
And more money the city is paying out.
Oddly, I think there's diminishing returns on that, though. If it's big enough, you might. You'll see it
and
be and more likely to avoid it
through it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think you're right. We used to have a really bad problem with it on Shawnee Mission Parkway, mm-hmm. where I would honestly avoid driving on Shawnee Mission Parkway on the way home because I kept getting flat tires every January and February. I honestly don't know if it's still that way because I haven't driven there in January and February yet. But if they made it so that they're liable for damage to your car, I'm assuming, like you said, worse than a flat tire. But if it's the alignment and all that other stuff, if it's so bad that it's that point that the city's held liable, that's one way to deal with it. I just don't see where the money for that's coming from, though.
Well, but I assume, let me attempt to do the math here. So I assume a bigger pothole is more expensive to fill than a smaller pothole.
Mm-hmm.
So if they fill them earlier,
right,
it will cost them less to fill them. Now, maybe they're going to have to fill more of them because they're going to fill them when they're smaller before they get bigger. But perhaps they're going to save money in that process because it's going to cost them less in the long run to fill those potholes. And if there are fewer potholes, there is less car damage and less money they're having to pay out for people's cars. Well, so also, in theory, this saves them money.
There's also two other problems. One, we talk about this all the time. Kansas City has so many highway miles and so many. Yep. Mm-hmm. And just the city on a map is massive. The other problem is that when you fill, and we all see this just like on the highway, filling a pothole where concrete is around it, and you see people filling it with asphalt. And that is fundamentally a problem because they're two different materials.
Right.
Where asphalt is flexible and can bend, concrete is not. And so, yeah, you put some asphalt inside of a pothole, and then a week later you see it already divoting and failing because they're two fundamentally different properties. But they fill it because people complained about it, and they can be like, hey, we filled it. And so that's a fundamental problem to begin with.
Then they need to figure that out.
You need to fill it. You need to cut out the failure, and you need to put concrete in
right.
it. The problem is the concrete is so much more expensive. Asphalt is the most recycled material in the world.
Harder to do in the cold temperatures.
Right.
I mean, there's a point at which you can't use concrete.
Exactly.
Most of the winter, you can't use it because it doesn't set.
So here's what some other cities are doing about potholes. This is actually fascinating because it's not just the Kansas City problem.
Words I didn't think we'd ever say about
potholes.
I know,
but it is. San Jose is piloting AI road scanning.
Oh, good Lord.
And says it's hitting 97% detection accuracy on potholes. I don't even...
You need AI to be able to tell you where the potholes are?
I'm opening up this story. I didn't think I was going to, but...
I could drive down the street and tell you where the potholes are.
Road safety conditions pilot a year ago, as previously reported, the goal is to move. City hopes pilot is an evaluation. One of the key goals to explore. AI detection might lead to more efficient service delivery in the future. What are they? How are they using AI?
What they need is, with all the money they don't have, is they need perhaps a more automated way to fix the potholes. Can we get a robot to do it? Like we need to somehow save money in the process of filling the potholes, and quite frankly, doing it sooner than we do. I say, as someone who has lived off Warnell now for a year and a half, and for those of you who know, there's a stretch between 75th and 90th where, especially on the east side of Warnell, that took them a year to fix. Like it's just so highly traveled, it's just bad. We need robots to fill the potholes.
So quickly. They're going to use mounted cameras on its fleet vehicles, and just they're constantly going to be with cameras like GoPros and cameras, and those cameras capture footage of streets, sidewalks, and bike lanes as the vehicles go about their daily routes. And then they feed the footage into an AI system that's trained to detect specific objects and conditions. Then they send that to city management and planning, who then go and find the potholes and fill them. So, I mean, it's San Jose. They're a little bit different than Kansas City. I think they have a little more money.
I think they're bigger, too. Is San Jose bigger? I'm sure
San Jose's...
It's a major suburb. If it's considered a suburb of San Francisco,
Area is weird. Yeah. Like, is Oakland and San Jose and
they
all that stuff is over there.
They don't have the winters we do.
That's absolutely correct.
Good point. Yeah. They don't have as many potholes. But Los Angeles is doing something called the Pothole Blitz and sweeps tens of thousands filled each year, but same thing.
What does Minneapolis do?
Chicago is expanding a smart streets pilot with cameras on buses and vehicles, data to flag issues. So basically doing the AI thing that San Jose is doing.
Okay.
It's not just for potholes. The same idea, though. New York City is doing blitzes where they just send tons of crews out in one sweep. When would you do this? When would be the best time to do it? Before or after it snows? Because it's the reason you have potholes is because you put salt down that erodes the concrete, and then you develop potholes from that.
And
so,
it's the temperature swing. It's the expanding and contracting of the road based on the temperatures.
So then what's the point of just doing it all at once if you're just going to get more potholes after it snows?
Well, so that's actually a good question. Is there a way, this is me not knowing anything about how this works, but is there a way to be more proactive ahead of time so that we don't, whatever that means, before we get the weather and the precipitation to protect roads from getting potholes in the first place? Can we put some kind of protectant? The problem is, in order to get rid of snow, you need salt, and salt's bad for the roads.
So, you can use beet juice. Aren't they using beet juice now?
But still, yeah, like it's still something. But is there something we can put on the roads in September? It's past September. Like before it snows, that'll protect them so that we don't have the potholes?
You know what the solution is? Just keep polluting. Don't worry about it. Just embrace the silver lining to the death of the earth, because for a while there won't be potholes. I'm sure other problems will come up, like famine and all that stuff. But, you know, let's go to Jim in Topeka. Hey, Jim.
Hello there.
Hey.
Well, I've got 72.5 mile of gravel road that I tend, so I deal with potholes all the time. But yet I am familiar with dealing with concrete, asphalt, and the rest of it nearly all my life.
Yeah.
They do a cheap thing of coal patch, and coal patch does not stick to the material that is put in, whether it's asphalt or concrete. So until that they apply the tack oil, the only thing they've done is cosmetically fill the hole. But it gives them something that it looks like that they're getting something done.
Like they actually did something, right, yeah.
But you've got your postal service that drives nearly every road. You've got FedEx that drives nearly every central road. UPS, we can go down a list of people that drive these roads. Be reporting people to these without going through a bunch of computer program and all the rest of it. It is simple to be able to fix them if you want to.
Yeah.
Any problem can be made too difficult to solve, and that's what's happening.
So I think that's what they're trying to change.
No, you're right. Thanks for your call, Jim, as always. The problem is what he said, though, the fixes are always cosmetic.
Yeah.
And there's long-term solutions to anything, but you just have to have the will to do it. You actually have to care enough about the problem to do it. And as long as you can just kind of do a cosmetic fix every couple months, what's the point? That's fine. Then it's like when you have a kid and they're throwing a fit and you don't have time to deal with them. Mm-hmm. You don't have the patience. So you just go, okay, look, I'll just give you the iPad. Here's the iPad. Just leave me alone for a little bit so I can get my work done. That's not good in the long run. Mm-hmm. It hurts them more. But short
term, in the moment,
it's great. Coming up, speaking of children, I don't think there's any man living a better life than Travis Kelce.
Man.
And I have a theory that he's actually a child living in a man's body. We'll talk about that. What is his latest purchase? What is the last thing that he's bought? An amusement park, guys. Well, steak in one. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Six Flags Entertainment Company is responsible for 42 theme parks around the country. It's important to note because it owns Worlds of Fun here in Kansas City. Travis Kelce has decided it would be fun to own part of an amusement park company. And so that's what he has done. He has bought, we don't know what the stake is, we don't know how much, but he is teaming up with investment firm Jana Partners and other investors for an ownership stake in Six Flags Entertainment. That group owns 9% of Six Flags Entertainment. So we don't know exactly what his share is going to be, but still, he's going to be in on that. He said, "I'm a lifelong Six Flags fan. Grew up going to these parks with my family and friends. The chance to help make Six Flags special for the next generation is one I couldn't pass up."
And Six Flags bought Worlds of Fun and Cedar Point, which were owned by Cedar Fair, whatever. But
there have been several mergers over the years.
He's from Ohio, and Cedar Point is just this gigantic amusement park out in Ohio that he and Jason used to go to all the time. So that's what it is. I'm telling you, JB, I am convinced of two things. One, I don't think any man is living a better life than Travis Kelce.
Seriously?
I don't think it's possible. Like, I think if you propose this as some kind of, like, I get to rub on a lamp and make wishes thing.
Then I would like to get married to the most famous female star in the world. Woman,
and she's going to write a song about how big my is.
And she's rich.
She's rich. So I don't need to worry about that. I get to play professional football and win Super Bowls all the time.
For as long as I want. I mean, they keep him.
My best friend is the greatest quarterback of all time. You're out of wishes at three.
His brother.
He's already done with wishes.
His brother's a big deal, you know, and has, you know, what a family.
I want to have a podcast with my brother where we just talk about sports and our lives. And it's the number one show in the country. And it's the best sports podcast of all time.
SNL.
I want to host SNL.
Hosted a game show.
Be in a movie with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I want to own Six Flags. This is what a child would wish for. I'm not saying this to say that he's childish. I'm saying he is living every 13-year-old boy's dream.
But with adult money.
With adult money.
Very adult money.
I'm telling you, if you dropped a genie lamp in my room when I was 13 years old, I wouldn't be able to live his life because I would have run out of wishes.
Yeah, like what else? Give him three more. And if you're following this path,
I want to be incredibly good looking.
What else?
That's another. Yeah. I want to own a restaurant with my best friend, who also is the greatest quarterback of all time.
That also is going to make a ton of money.
Yeah,
because of course it is. Like, what else should he buy? I mean, he's going to have a Hollywood career ahead of him.
Yeah,
just get ready. I mean, he's only in his mid-30s.
Yeah,
and plenty of time. He's going to do a lot in Hollywood. But what else would he? Oh, the beer. He's got the garage
beer with my brother.
That everybody that is successful and makes a ton of money.
Like it's inspiring in a way because nobody should be able to have as good of a life as he does. And also on top of all that, I want to be a genuinely good person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And donate money. So does his future wife, by the way. Like, she donates a ton of money too.
And be beloved by everyone, even people who hate the team that I play for. They still begrudgingly admit that they like me.
Like, the next thing he needs to get into then is, like, isn't one of them out? Like, he needs to buy a big ice cream company.
Sure.
Go get into Ben and Jerry's. Go get or Dippin' Dots or something. Like, what did he eat as a kid
that
he could?
Yeah, he
could buy.
It's insane. Text line 913-586-7798. What is next for Travis Kelce?
Give him three more wishes.
By the way, I was talking to Quentin about this morning. That's who we were talking about when you came in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's retiring either. I genuinely, because you would think it would have come up.
Mm-hmm.
You would think it's halfway through the season. Somebody would have asked him. Somebody would have said something.
Mm-hmm.
He would have maybe made some kind of hint about it on his podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think he's retiring. He's got 1 year. This is his last year.
But they could re-sign him.
Quentin, this is his last year on the contract?
It is.
So it's his last year on the contract. Yeah, of course they'll have him back. They have Clyde Edwards-Helaire on the team. They're not going to have Travis Kelce back.
Right.
Yeah, so he's not going anywhere. He's on pace for having another 1,000 yards this season, which is amazing. Also, he doesn't have to work as hard because the Chiefs have so many weapons now with Rashee Rice, Tyquan Thornton, Worthy, and Hollywood Brown, and Juju Smith-Schuster. He doesn't need to work as hard. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to fight off double teams all the time and everything. He's not injured.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he stop playing?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe he's struggling more than ever this year, but watch him play.
Maybe he's in pain more than we.
Yeah. Like, but watch him play. Week. He looks like he did 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think he's leaving.
So again, I think ice cream.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, like, what do you love as a kid? Ice cream? Chicken fingers? Could he buy into Raising Cane's or something?
You know? Doesn't Raising Cane's actually sponsor Good Heights? New Heights?
Get into a food company.
If you see their show, it says like New Heights brought to you by, I think it's Raising Cane's.
That sounds perfect.
I'm pretty sure it's that. Yeah.
Get into some ice cream.
Yeah.
Get into, what else is he into? He golfs? He golf?
Toys R Us. He's going to bring back Toys R Us in 2026.
That's great. And then we need him on the big piano, like in Big.
Yeah.
We need the image of him doing the big piano.
That's, again, my theory is that he is a 13-year-old who made a wish.
Yep. To be big. And it happened.
And it happened. Everything. And
with
he got
all the money.
That wish and 50 other wishes.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? And it's, I mean, not to come back to the Taylor Swift thing, but part of why that is particularly amusing is because, as she talks about in the podcast, and she tells a great story of it, but like, he literally just gave her a bracelet with his phone number on it.
Yeah.
He wanted to meet her, and she doesn't fans because she preserves her voice. And she was like, who's this guy?
Yeah. Well, also, who's this guy?
Well, but she, and she
didn't
said
talk
later,
to him because she doesn't talk before
ever.
The shows. So
to save her voice.
He did that non-verbally.
And then he went on his podcast and talked about how he wanted to take her out on a date.
Yeah.
His podcast that gets all these listeners. And that's how they ended up going out.
Textline has a great one. One, obviously, he's going to get married.
Yeah.
Then he's going to have kids. So then he's going to have... the next thing for him on... Because either it's the big thing. Actually, I'm moving on from the big theory and now moving on to the theory that he actually has a magic lamp.
Okay.
And he was the guy that tricked the genie into giving him infinite wishes with his first wish. I want to have a kid that plays hockey. I'm going to have a son that plays basketball, and I'm going to have a son that plays football. They're all going to play those three sports, and they're all going to play in Ohio. And my son, the football player, is going to be the quarterback for the Browns. He's going to win them the first Super Bowl ever.
And the daughter is going to cure cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the common cold, which we still have not cured.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Sure.
They're all going to go on and do something that no one else has ever done. Yeah. And they're going to be beautiful.
Oh, and then they'll go on.
Smart and polite.
They'll go on to run the country. They'll be co-presidents. They'll just one after another will be president.
He'll spend money building schools. You know, some of the for kids that, you know, deserve better schools.
Yeah.
So together they will put a ton of money into that. She's really into animals. Like, she's got the cats and stuff. So they'll open an animal rescue somewhere to help with the animals.
Yeah. Something with his amazing dance moves. I don't know. I mean,
he'll buy the rights to Dance Dance Revolution.
Okay.
He's going to bring that back. He's
going
to get
video
that
games
and
back.
Like Guitar Hero. He's going to save the Xbox as Microsoft has killed the new Xbox.
Yeah.
He's going to save gaming consoles.
Usually with somebody, as a man, I'll admit, there's a little bit of envy. There's a little bit of like, man, I wish I had that life.
Mm-hmm.
His life is so insane that I couldn't possibly even, I couldn't fathom. Like, I couldn't even begin to understand what you would do. Like, yeah, I'd love to be a football player. Yeah, I would love to be own a restaurant with my best friend. And it's incredibly successful. And by the way, nothing but videos come out every weekend of me at the restaurant meeting babies and hugging people and high-fiving and just being the most lovable guy on the planet.
And remember, this was a guy that in college, you know, was not, I mean, had his troubles and was not a star.
He got kicked off the team for smoking weed. Yeah.
Had some trouble.
Yeah.
But, and frankly, like, was on the Chiefs for 5 years before Mahomes came.
Like three, but yeah.
But it was several years and we knew of him, but it wasn't until Mahomes came and then it was like, whoa.
When he got drafted, they didn't know if he was going to be able to play in the NFL because he had shin splints.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
that's why he was fifth round, right?
And that's why he didn't play his rookie year.
Yeah.
He was injured. It was a risk to bring him in and to have him play. And he was a hothead when he first got here. One of Travis Kelce's best moments is him throwing a flag at a ref.
Hey, look.
He's allowed to have some. He's allowed to not be perfect.
There wasn't a lot. I mean, other than the team was better, but we didn't have. any AFC championships. We didn't have any Super Bowls. What we did have was Travis Kelce ripping off his towel and throwing it at a ref.
Keep your suggestions coming in. I still think whoever of Ben and Jerry's bailed on Ben and Jerry's, I think he needs to buy that.
He'll
buy
have into garage Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Okay, never mind. You know what? I'm not getting into it with this person. Something to do with NASCAR.
Oh, that'd be fun.
He's too big to be a NASCAR driver, though.
Well, no, but he could open a. I mean, isn't that every kid's dream? Like, be a race car driver?
Doesn't Mahomes has like a Formula One?
Yep. So okay, you know. Get involved in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, here's the crazy thing: is Mahomes is on pace to be the greatest quarterback of all time. And his life still isn't as good as Travis Kelce.
I mean, he's doing pretty well, but his stuff is a little more behind the scenes.
He's just basically like...
already had the kids.
Right.
And so...
He's just basically Tom Brady with a satisfying home life. That's what Patrick Mahomes is, whereas Travis Kelce has a life that if you found out that he was Batman, you would be like, oh, yeah, oh, sure. Mm-hmm. He's also going to be a vigilante. He's also going to be fighting crime in his spare time. Yeah. Well, Kansas City's the place to do it. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about this more coming up.
I think we call it a charmed life. Mm. Is what Travis Kelce is living.
Fully charmed too. Yeah, not semi.
Taylor Swift, worldwide known billionaire.
Yep, beautiful.
Only in her mid 30s,
writing songs about his weenus.
30 years of career still to do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
And he, you know, like he's a catch of his own.
Yeah. And he just bought a stake in Six Flags,
which is every kid's. It's like, it'd be like Willy Wonka. Like if you were to buy a stake in a chocolate factory, that would be the equivalent.
He got a golden ticket years ago.
Yeah.
From the text line, because we were saying what could he possibly do next? I've said this. Like there is nobody out there living a better life than Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, he owns a beer company or started one.
Yeah.
He's got a restaurant that's going to be wildly successful.
And don't get me wrong, I'm sure that he's got some personal problems, demons in there. Sure, why not? But other than that, who doesn't?
Right.
I would kill to have any personal problems that he has. Like, how do I manage my time between my Super Bowl favorite football team and my best friend who is the MVP favorite for the league and my pop star girlfriend who has the number one album in the world
and will always because generations love her.
From the text line, start a religion.
Start the third party that's actually going to in a three party system politically.
Sure.
Start the third party.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Name it after yourself.
From the text line, bro's next step has got to be intergalactic. He's already conquered Earth. Sell life advice. Be tall, rich, funny, and date Taylor Swift.
It's the name of his autobiography.
We were talking about that. Like, there's got to be a movie or a TV show.
I think a sitcom.
Out of this. At some
based
point.
Based on him.
Yeah. So, coming up, we are going to be talking about how we cured peanut allergies.
It's fascinating, actually, how this happened.
Yeah.
How we've made a really big dent in this problem.
It just kind of came out of nowhere, and it became such a huge issue, mm-hmm. and now you don't hear about it as much. You want to know why? Well, stay tuned. We'll talk about it in just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you
you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.